Likely for the afternoon again on Tuesday. Skies going partly cloudy to cloudy at times. The upper 80s mainly. Scattered thunderstorms Tuesday night yet again. Scattered to likely coming around again for the afternoon Wednesday. Partly cloudy to cloudy with the morning low 70s. The highs to the upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. A large selection of guns, hunting items, and fishing equipment. New and collectibles, knives, archery, and more at the Thibodeau Gun Show. 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday. September 30th and October 1st at the Warren J. Harang Jr. Municipal Auditorium, 310 North Canal Boulevard, Thibodeau. Free for all law enforcement in uniform or with ID. 12 and under free, the Thibodeau Gun Show. For more info, go online, click RRR. events.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Paul Hurd, your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live is here. It is 4 o'clock. And we're going to bring you the Louisiana news from 4 to 5, a little bit of business, a little bit of craziness in government. And we've got elections coming at us. We're 3 weeks. The 14th is the day that we're going to have our primaries. We're going to talk later, maybe next week, on the constitutional amendments that are proposed. We're going to have a guest tomorrow, special guest, Attorney General candidate Liz Murrell, but it's like Merle Haggard, so it's Liz Murrell. So I'm getting better at it. It looks a little different, but we're glad to have her as a guest tomorrow. But we're going to take care of our financial report real quick, and then we're going to take care of New Orleans business, state business. We've got 2 or 3 historic transactions events occurring. One is the attempt by Governor Edwards to grant clemency to all of the murderers in Louisiana that are sitting on death row. It's huge. It goes against every idea of suppressing crime, punishment, and the ultimate ability to make this state safer. But the other transaction that financially is just as big in dealing with corporate restructure and the rights of an owner of the business, and that's the insurer, the insured people under Blue Cross and Blue Shield Louisiana. It is being tried to take $3.1 billion from the rightful owners of those funds. It's obscene. The good news was that our Attorney General, Jeff Landry, today said that as Attorney General, he had not talked to the parties, but that he believed that what ought to occur is that ought to be put on hold until we have a new commissioner of insurance and we have a new set of state officials. It looked exactly like a lame duck giveaway. But anyway, we have got a great development on it. We've got the clemency hearings coming up on Thursday. Those items are going to address whether law and order, crime and punishment still exist at the highest levels, at the we murdered somebody level. It comes up Thursday in Baton Rouge on the 28th. We also have in federal court on beginning October 3rd, 3 through 5, you've got the district court level, I believe, of the challenge on whether or not the U.S. district judge Shelley Dick is going to redraw our congressional districts, and there's no reason to believe that she's not. And then later in the week, after that, just a few days, I think October 5th or 6th, there's oral arguments at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on that same case, but at a different level, I believe, on whether or not the issue of the finding that the existing district violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, whether or not that finding should be stayed and therefore prevent redrawing of the districts for 2024 going forward. We've got tremendous events. One's a sale that she's not a sale. It's a boondoggle giveaway. We've got clemency that's being perpetrated on the victims and the state. We've got the federal court trying to impose its will under Section 2 of our congressional districts. All of that while we've got an emergency in New Orleans right here on whether or not we're going to have fresh water coming out of our spigot in the next month if the river doesn't get a little rain up north. But let's look. That's a more than a day's worth of work. Let's do a financial report. We'll get on with the detail on the mega Blue Cross Blue Shield. Look, here's where we went. S&P closed up at 17 points at 4,337. NASDAQ closed up 59. That's a 0.45%, less than half of a percent up. By the way, the S&P up 17, like I said, is up 0.4, just right at 0.5%. Dow Jones closed up 43 points, up not even 0.2%, but up a few pennies. It's an okay standstill day, trying to recover between the rates going up, interest rates going up, and whether or not oil and gas is going up. And let's look at those last two. Two-year Treasury bill closed at 5.127. The 30-year closed at 4.66, which you find is you've got about a 0.55 inverted curve. That's a little flatter, and the reason it's flatter is that it was at about 0.7, but it's now at about 0.55, and it's because the long-term rate went up quicker than the front end. So it narrowed the inverted curve. That's a double negative, so it's trying to make sure I say it right. But basically saying rates are still going up. They're ratcheting up, and part of it is because of our oil and gas prices worldwide. Natural gas closed at 2.63. It was pretty well flat. Crude oil closed at 89.35. You notice it finally got back down below $90 a barrel. We want it. We thought that a fair market price for the last year has been closer to 75 to up to 80, or a little bit around 80, not 89.35 where it closed today. That was up again. That's really what's driving the fear. Oil and gas up drives the inflation fear up, which drives interest rates up, which drives the market down. There's your summary of financials today. We had a break. We had a weekend off, but now we're back to reality. It will be interesting to see. There's several producer price indexes, other indexes, inflation indexes that are coming out this week. We'll get those this week. We'll see what the market does then. When we get back, it's time to take a break. Paul Hurd's your host. Louisiana Live's your program. We're coming in hot. When we get back, we're going to talk about a $3 billion or a $3,000 million boondoggle.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be stopped for the time being. Let's keep our eyes on the ball. Let's stop this thing. Hurd will be right back after these breaks.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us. We'll talk to Michelle Hurstis, Ringside All-Star, about the hot topics of the day. And we'll visit with St. Tammany Parish Council member Maureen O'Brien. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. Do it.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Oh, we're back. Glad to be here. Got our new week started, coming in full up. That's what's interesting about the weekends. We get so much between the... Remember this, if there's governmental news, the government that does not want you to know about it or to hear about it, it comes out Friday afternoon. That's what happens. So what happens on this show is we have to go back and check, what news dumps occurred on Friday afternoon, and then you get some on Saturday, and then you'll get some of the media on Sunday will put out some strange editorials, but they hit those as there used to be Sunday newspaper type editorials. And that's sort of what we've got this week, or we get it almost every week. Look, Here's the good news, and that is that with the ruckus that we've been able to raise in this state by the policyholders and the, I want to mention the State Medical Society, they had a meeting and they voted no, and that the Blue Cross Blue Shield conversion not, that's the sale, not occur. The doctors and the providers recommended against it. The policyholders are against it. And only the lame duck politicians were for it. Well, the Blue Cross and Blue Shield and Elevance Health, that's the buyer. That's the carpetbagger from Indiana that's going to come in and take our insured, our Louisiana citizens' money and control it while they run the business that our insureds built. They withdrew. Elevance and Blue Cross withdrew their proposal to merge and give $3 billion to a political PAC type, not contributions, but a lobby foundation of over $3 billion. They've withdrawn that proposal. They said what they needed to do was to withdraw it because we think the stakeholders need to understand better why this will be good for Louisiana. I think it's like, look, I'm going to take your wallet. I'm going to take every dollar you got in it but one out, and I'm going to give you back your wallet and $1, and you're going to be better off. Just trust me. You will be. Thank goodness they withdrew it. I don't think it will see it again until we get a new governor, a new attorney general, and a new commissioner of insurance who will be at least looking forward. They're not lame ducks. They'll all be current office holders who ultimately will have to answer to the insurance, the insureds, the people holding insurance, the people who have a claim on that money. They'll have an issue of regulating this as far as it being a almost a monopoly on health care outside of government-provided health care. Good news, they've withdrawn it. They saw they were going to get a tremendous backlash. And remember this, policyholders. If you're an insured by Blue Cross Blue Shield, hang in there, because the one other requirement they've got is they have to get a two-thirds vote approval by the insureds themselves. I happen to have insurance, health insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm an insured. I get to vote in that, and there's no way in God's green earth or anything else that I'm voting for that proposal. That proposal misallocates $3 billion into a super lobby group to control healthcare through the media. It's gone. Thank you, Louisiana Medical Society. They voted no. Thank you, Jeff Landry, Attorney General, who said they should stop. And the good news is, see you later, Governor Edwards. See you later, Commissioner Donilon. No deal. Now, please understand how big that is. That's $3 billion that is in play. That is in play, that has been gathered up on the back of our Louisiana insureds. We in Louisiana at the insured level have the right to the benefit of that money. $3 billion, really $3.1 billion. They'll be back. We'll be back. And let's watch out for that historic proposal. Now let's go on to the next historic proposal. And that is our clemency hearings coming up in this week on Thursday, the 28th, the district court in East Baton Rouge Parish will hold its hearing. to respond to District Attorney Hiller Moore's suit that says the pardon board cannot hand out these recommendations the way it's attempting to do. The point is they ultimately have a right under law to get to that issue. But that issue cannot be gotten to, cannot be considered by them until a firm application is filed that justifies consideration, that the board find, then notice needs to go to the DAs and others to input at the application level. Then they decide whether or not it's sufficient to justify a hearing. Then additional notices go out to victims and other parties, again, to make sure that the police, the prison management people, corrections, to make sure they get a report on how has that person acted as a prisoner for the last 10 years or 20 years, however long they've been there. All that gets fed back in to the board, and then once the board receives it and determines that all of this information is complete, then it sets a date for a hearing. These things normally take more than a year to do, and Governor Edwards is trying to cram it down the victim's throat and cram it down our good law-abiding citizens' throat that he wants to give, that he's trying to produce recommendations for a clemency for all the murderers in Louisiana. It's just obscene. It makes no sense, but that's where we are. We'll see you on Thursday. I'm thinking about attending that hearing because I really think it's important that we get a report from somebody who's trying to protect the victims, who believes in the death penalty, believes it's a deterrent, believes it's just punishment for the most extreme murders. And I want to make sure I have seen, and I have no reason to believe this is the case, I have seen civil suit laydowns where someone politically they need to challenge it, but they don't want to challenge it. So they go in, they challenge it, and they lay down. They don't put on a case. They don't advocate for their real position, and they let the judge do the dirty work. We're in East Baton Rouge Parish. There can be a whole... East Baton Rouge Parish is the only parish you can sue the state of Louisiana in, so it is notorious for protecting the state. We'll see what happens. We'll see whether we're going to be there Thursday. Paul Hurd, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back and talk about our mayor, water, and the statewide elections. Paul Hurd, your host. We shall return.
Monday night, September 25th, for a WGSO political forum at the Four Columns, 3711 West Bank Expressway. We'll be joined by candidates for legislative offices and council races in Jefferson Parish. It's free and open to the public. The meet and greet begins at 6 p.m., and the WGSO broadcast begins at 7 and goes to 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Carrere. I'll serve as MC and be joined by fellow WGSO talk show host Christian Garrick. We'll be posing the important questions about the future of our region. See you there.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information
information and registration.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew on This Saturdays at noon on WGSO and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. With the saltwater intrusion expected to move up the Mississippi River, residents are panic buying bottled water. Brooke Thorington has more.
This could turn into a major disaster.
Lieutenant General Russell Honore said the intrusion could severely impact local water systems in southeast Louisiana, and it has the potential to impact the water supply for nearly 900,000 residents. He says the Corps of Engineers is working to stop the intrusion from worsening.
It's a challenge, and the government is trying to respond, and people will have to be aware.
He says not to panic, but be very aware of the situation, and in the meantime, pray for rain.
Right now, we need storms to bring heavy rain in.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
A juvenile was arrested after authorities linked him to a bomb threat to Denham Springs Freshman High School on Friday. Authorities say the juvenile is charged with terrorizing, communication false information of a planned bombing of school property, and intimidation and interference in the operation of schools. LRN.
We the people. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, I think they envisioned an America that was safe and prosperous for everyone, and a government run by the people, for the people, not a government run for the government. As a criminal prosecutor for 28 years, a commissioned sheriff's deputy for 25, a champion of victims' rights, and a civil trial attorney since 1991. As your next attorney general, I'll make fighting crime my number one priority. This message is authorized by the campaign to elect Marty Mailey, attorney general.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
I believe Louisiana, our jobs, our kids, our values are worth fighting for. This is Jeff Landry. That's why, as Attorney General, a police officer, and Sheriff's Deputy, I help take criminals off our streets. As Governor, I will work to keep them out of our neighborhoods. It's why, as a Parish Economic Development Director and as a small business owner, I help to create hundreds of jobs for Louisiana. Our state deserves a great economy. As Governor, I will cut the red tape that's harming our business owners. As the son of a school teacher, I believe every kid deserves a great education. We must protect them from harm and from woke politics in the classroom. This is Jeff Landry. If you believe in Louisiana, I ask for your vote for governor. And join me at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the Red Zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
the second half of the show. We're glad to be here. Be glad to hear from you. We had plenty to get through that first half. But look, if you've got something to add, something, a business item, a crime and punishment item, let's hear from you on Louisiana Live, 504-556-9696. Be glad to hear from you. We've got more to do. We've got plenty of things going on in this great state of Louisiana. The next, really the topic we all are hearing about, and it's creeping up at us. I talked about it on Friday. Even the most interesting fact to me of this whole problem of saltwater intrusion up the Mississippi River is I've heard about this before, and I thought, I'm just trying to figure it out, how does water that happens to be salt water, how does it creep uphill? How does it get uphill? And the answer is it does not. The answer is the fact that I saw last week that sea level, the bottom of the shipping channel in all the way up the Mississippi River to Baton Rouge, is below sea level. And the only thing that keeps that water fresh is that if there's enough current of fresh water coming down the Mississippi, that it keeps pushing that wall of salt water back down toward the Gulf. Anyway, that's where we are. That's why this problem in New Orleans is that the water at the bottom of our channel is way below sea level. And what we need to do is get it. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it except pray for rain up north. All we can do is prepare to have other sources of fresh water short term. There was a good article. I'm glad we got a summary. I'm glad we got a step up. We may need to do one of these every day. But what we've got is there was an article by Sophie Kazakov and Ben Myers in the NOLA, given a summary of a press conference that was had, I think it was Friday. Let's see, for a Friday press conference. See, this stuff happens late Friday. That included John Bell Edwards and some other officials, and it dealt with the potential emergency we'll have if the saltwater wedge underneath gets to our intake pipes for Bell Chase or in some other places for New Orleans, if it keeps creeping up the river. It could be a real public health problem. Part of what the Corps of Engineers is going to do, this is interesting. Now, because we know salt water is heavier than fresh water, when this problem occurs, while the ships need the deep channel to get in and out, the water intake is engineered so that it comes off the water at only about 10 or 12 feet deep from the surface. Why? Because the salt water is deeper. And so it gives you the best chance to be intaking fresh water, even if there's a parfait effect of salt water down below, fresh water up above. Long and short of it is the Corps is going to fill up cargo tanks and fill them up with fresh water above us, bring them south every day so that if Bell Chase or the other intake locations end up bringing in salt water, the solution is dilution. So then what they'll do is take fresh water out of the tanks, mix it with the saltier water that's coming out of the river, and move the salinity level down to a point that the purification system can handle it. All of that to say that's dang complicated and it can't cover the problem every day. If it continues, it can help supplement, but that cannot be a solution if we cannot bring in enough fresh water to dilute it. But what I want to do is also mention I'm proud that our mayor came back home. she had another one of these, I got to go see France trip scheduled. She had to go see the biggest Mariners festival in Europe on last week, on Wednesday or Thursday. She had her little sister city meeting with Orleans, and unfortunately she missed out on the big jazz festival in Paris. But oh, she said she got her work done. Well, good. It means that half the trip got the work done. I don't believe any work got done. I think a lot of play got done. But anyway, she made the Laurier Festival in Orleans. She missed the Paris Jazz Festival. And then she got back in time for the press conference. Other thing I needed to mention, I want to mention, I think it's important, that the council not let go on its right, its charter obligation to review, consider and approve or decline to approve candidates for chief of police. I know we have, and one reason I wanted to bring this one up, another action that the mayor took on Friday was she swore in Ann Kirkpatrick as the interim chief of police, which means the interim chief of police Woodcock is no longer our interim chief of police. She's out. The mayor has always had the power to appoint an interim. She's got an interim. The question is, what is the council going to do to defend and preserve its right to review and consider before it is asked simply to take or reject a single proposal from the mayor? That's not what the charter says. The charter says that the council will be involved in considering who would to be nominated. What I suggest the council do, now that Ann Kirkpatrick has been named interim chief, leave her there. Don't confirm her as that. Simply leave her there. Decline, table the issue of whether or not to approve her as chief of police until the mayor meets the necessary requirements of the council. What should those be? Because really what you're doing is you're setting it up to say, if until we get this information, we're not going to approve a chief of police. We can have an interim, and what that really also means is in the meantime, if things are not done and if they don't, if the mayor doesn't work with the council can always turn her down. But what you do is you just leave her in the interim. That way we're not without a police chief. And you say, mayor, what we need on this application for Ann Kirkpatrick is we need complete resumes and background information on the five or six finalists. This time, we'll sign anything we have to sign about confidentiality. We need all of that information, and then once we get that information, documentation, rankings, then what the council will do is the council will hold an executive session at which it will consider the information that it has and that the council will either recommend one or more of the finalists to be considered by the mayor as the final choice. And what I would do is I would say, as a council, we owe it to the mayor, take the top three and rank them in order of preference by each council person. That's input. We know what we've got. We still have to approve. If the council, seven council people say, we think 2, 4, and 6 are our best candidates, and the mayor, you know, in different order, in different match, and the mayor comes in and says, I recommend number one, the council says, we can't do that. We decline. We've told you ahead of time. Our judgment is different than that. It gives a way for the council, particularly this ranking process with the finalists. It gives the mayor authority on the to create the finalists, gives the council authority to rank the finalists. It gives us a way to work together. Paul Hurd's your host. I got to take one more break. We'll finish the final session, and we'll talk a little bit about the legislation. I mean, the elections coming up in 3 weeks. We'll be right back.
Because tonight I'm going to see my machete. Big and tall, there's a joy in the game.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Join us Monday night, September 25th for a WGSO political forum at the Four Columns, 3711 West Bank Expressway. We'll be joined by candidates for legislative offices and council races in Jefferson Parish. It's free and open to the public. The meet and greet begins at 6 p.m. and the WGSO broadcast begins at 7 and goes to 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Carew. I'll serve as MC and be joined by fellow WGSO talk show host Christian Garrick. We'll be posing the important questions about the future of our region. See you there.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
We're back for our last segment. Glad to bring the news to you. Look, I've got something a little lighter. One thing I wanted to mention. If the council wants to defend itself, the citizens gave it the authority to approve the chief of police. What they need to do is enact an ordinance that says the mayor shall provide whenever one of these spots comes up for consideration that the council has the right to approve, that the mayor shall pick the any consultant that it wants that the city's going to pay for that's going to be used, that person, when the process comes down to five finalists, that the five finalist information will be presented to the council in a confidential executive session with the paperwork being presented and with the representative of the search committee, business. In this case, it was the International Association of chiefs of police, that their representative comes in and goes over the five finalists with the council. Then at the end, I believe what the council should do as its first ordinance is say, then at the end of that hearing, the council shall discuss its considerations, and then each council person will rank 1, 2, and 3, the top three choices that they have for the position, in this case, the chief of police, and that those recommendations will be delivered back to the mayor confidentially, just like you do with personnel matters, confidentially. All right. Now the mayor knows that the council is informed, and the mayor knows the council's position on the five finalists. At that point, the mayor would be in a position to recommend to the council a particular finalist, or could recommend, I think at that point, the mayor has to nominate and the council will consider and will either approve that nomination or deny that nomination. If that's an ordinance, the mayor has to comply. Enact it, pass it 7-0 to say, this doesn't just have to do with the chief of police. This has to do with how are we, the council, going to interface with the authority the citizens gave us to help make judgments on our departmental leaders. By it being confidential, the mayor still stays in charge of the mayor's people, but it's a way for the council to say, mayor, you have to deal with us. Then, you know, if some crazy recommendation comes in on someone that nobody thought was in the top three, the council can say, can decline that nomination, and the mayor knows full well why. Look, that's all we wanted to do on that, but it's important. Council, defend thy honor. You've got this is not a vote on the chief of police. And in the meantime, propose the ordinance, table any consideration of approving Ann Kirkpatrick, and enact your ordinance and put it into effect while she continues to serve as interim chief. We had an interim chief for over a year. We can have another interim chief for over a year while we get our approval procedure right. Look, I wanted to do one last thing that's fun, a little bit lighter fare than chiefs of police and death penalty revocations and those kind of matters. Look, the Louisiana Landmark Society puts out annually a list of the most endangered sites in the greater Orleans area, okay? Doug McCash, staff writer for NOLA, did a nice summary of Louisiana's Landmark Society's 2023 recommendations. I thought it was interesting because while they've normally put out 9 locations, this time they did not put out 9. They put out, looks like, 7. And then they put out 2 principles of preservation generically, not the identification. I'm sorry, you know, if you ever listen to Fox News and you know when they're out on the lawn on the White House, no matter when they try to do a live report from the East lawn of the White House, some lawnmower will come by and in the background. Well, I apologize. I'm not at the White House, but my lawnmower came by anyway. But look, the co-chairman of Louisiana Landmark Society is Anthony Marino, and the let me see here, and Michael Duplantier. I don't know if there's a fancy way to say it or not, who's also a co-chairman. Okay, and this is what they put out. I think it's interesting. Let me do the principles that they put out that are not usual. What they normally will say is, here's nine locations. For instance, this time they said that the Louisiana Landmark Society is against Airbnbs. They do not want the resident, the beautiful or not so beautiful residences in New Orleans, in the area, turned into overnight hotels. That's what they've brought up. They've also mentioned that they need some conscious cultural preservation on the Armstrong Park. Not really saying they're really trying to preempt the renovation that will occur. And then it said they really needed some better protection of some property in the French Quarter that's run by the Secretary of State and owned by the State Museum. Look, I got a call. Paul Hurd's got him a call. Bring it on to me.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, come on. What's your name?
This is Phil, the Cajun pro-life patriot. Listen up. There are sharks in the river, especially at the mouth of the Mississippi River. Any fisherman will tell you that, especially when they have a lot of saltwater intrusion, that there are sharks in the water. Little ones, big ones, and everything else. And sharks are known for attacking. So you might as well play the Jaws theme now. God bless America. Amen.
Okay. I'll tell you, the only good news is that we've got a big layer of fresh water above. The salt water's down deep. We'll leave the sharks to their own business right now. But let's go back to these endangered species. I'm looking at this. I think this is the one owned by, let's go through them. Number one, and this certainly looks like one that needs to be protected, Madam John's Legacy Home in the French Quarter at 632 Dumain Street. Louisiana State Museum. The Secretary of State runs this, and it really looks like it's not being renovated and not being restored anywhere near to what it needs to be. It's an 18th century. What that means is it was built in the 1700s, and the renovation really looks dangerous. I only got 1 minute. Man, do I talk. Louis Armstrong. When we renovate it, preserve its cultural uniqueness. There's the Interstate Trust and Banking Company building at 644 Bounty Street in Algiers. A real unique, small building in the past. Then the Gardens of America on Basin Street, ending near the Singer Theaters. Those are the kind of things they've identified. Let's preserve that stuff. Let's take good care of it because that's what makes New Orleans, New Orleans. This is Paul Hurd. Monday is gone. Tuesday will be here before you know it. We'll see you tomorrow at 4.
Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.